We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tell us what we're doing here tonight.
Yeah, we have our third open house for the North Odd Block. We reached out to the public this summer to get all of their ideas they had for the place. And then we came back in the fall with three options, sort of a low, medium, high density. We heard a lot of comments from the public at that point and even from developers and stakeholders. And so we took all that information, came up with what we think is the preferred concept for the North Odd Block. And of course, the governor rolled that out earlier this month for us, which was fantastic, and recommitted to the $10 million from the state. But tonight we wanted to make sure that we had the public give them one more chance to look at things, and if they wanted to, speak their mind on it, we'll see if we can incorporate some last-minute changes before we move forward.
Talk about some of the features, and you mentioned the low, medium, high density options. Talk about some of the features of this preferred design, and also, is it low, medium, or high?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, what's been the push from this from the get-go is still the history of the site. Everything we've been doing at Canal Side is to build a neighborhood around the Erie Canal history. It's the only place in the world that the end of the Erie Canal was. It's important to Buffalo and to the region and to the state history. And so we want to make sure that whatever we put back down there, pays homage to that in some way, shape, or form. So we continue to hear that. So you'll see in this preferred plan, you will see sections of Lloyd Street, a section of the old Pearl Street, and those were two of the three main thoroughfares that head up through the site, and frankly the two large bridges that you already see over the canals today are already built and in place. So people wanted to see those historic streets, but they also wanted to see a dense urban fabric. And so out of those three options, the medium density, which was our option two, followed by option three, the highest density, were the ones that seemed to resonate with most folks. Again, this option has some of those historic street elements, a piazza, a public square, some more connectivity to ensure that the pedestrian space at street level is really activated and attractive and engaging for folks as they come through the site. But at the same time, people wanted us to push up a little bit higher and build dense buildings right here in the heart of downtown. So I think that was important for us to hear.
Assuming that no major changes will be made to the project after tonight, what is next in the process for getting this done?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to go back with the team, the consultants, and our staff. We will update our Canal Side General Project Plan, and that was developed, back in 2009. Originally when we started the project, and every time we make a significant change to that plan, we run through a seeker analysis. We'll run through a bunch of other studies, and then we'll present that to the board likely in mid-June for their approval. We will then officially hold a public hearing on the changes themselves, and if all goes well, we'll affirm the Canal Side MGPP in August of this year, which will lead us to a private development RFP before the end of the year.
And after that's done, I assume there has to be more investigation on the site as far as environmental stuff.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, any developer who is interested, and we're hearing from some already that they have an interest in this project. But once we make a selection, there will certainly be a due diligence period for that developer to take a look and make sure there's nothing there that is unexpected. And we'll continue to move forward, negotiate a final deal ultimately, and I would hope to see shovels in the ground in 2021, if I can cross my fingers on that.
A project of this magnitude, and really the last large undeveloped parcel of Canal Side, I mean, that's got to be a good feeling, but also kind of unbelievable at the same time, and for it to be something this big.
Yeah, it is. It's a large parcel. It's nearly a two-acre site. And it's a large parcel not only for Canal Side but for downtown Buffalo. It's so important to the revitalization of the city. So it's great that we're to this point where we're really studying it, looking at it, moving it forward. You know, one of the comments we heard is just get this done, move this, you know, how much longer can it take, those sorts of things. And I realized for people that when the odd came down, there has been a hole there for a while, but we have taken steps, you know, nearly every year with some level of redeveloping Canal Side, you know, from the Bendersons going in at One Canal Side, then the Pagulas at Harbor Center, the canal system itself, and now the Long Shed, the Carousel. You know, so there's been public and private investment over this last 10 years that I think as a whole, we've moved this, as a whole of Canal Side, we've moved the project forward. But it's definitely time to address the North Odd block and finish up the project as far as the state's concerned.
Do projects like this worry you when it comes to like public input? Like, what have you heard from the public after the reveal of the preferred concept? What have you heard so far?
You know, I think there's been some comments, whether they've been on news media websites and things like that. I think generally the comments seem to be positive. Again, it is just a concept plan, so, and people have commented on the architecture or certain things like that, and ultimately that is going to be up to the developer. You know, and the architectural team that they bring forward will have a big input on what the final buildings ultimately look like. But you know, in hearing some of those comments from folks, it does help us go back to our design guidelines, which are the driving force behind what ultimately gets built down there. So it's interesting to see comments online and what people are talking about and think, well, you know, there is a way for us to address those through the guidelines or through our general project plan process to ensure that we do get a project that everybody's going to like.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I'm really excited to move this forward and to see finally this year those RFPs go out, get that developer interest, and keep the momentum going for Canal Side and for all of Western New York.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.